Blog Talk Radio. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Today is September 3rd, 2017. Welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. I'm your host and executive producer, Shabaka Sankara. Tonight's episode, ladies and gentlemen, is Natural Disasters and the Trump Regime. We will be discussing the importance of being self-sufficient in the event of natural disasters and controversy of which is currently going on. And we would like for all of our scholars and intellectuals and educators to call in with your input that can enhance this necessity of us of being self-sufficient in times of great peril, such as what's happening there and along the Gulf Coast, down there with the hurricanes hitting the Gulf Coast. So definitely our hearts are to theirs, you know, who are going through these hardships. We recognize and appreciate all the RPGs who's doing whatever they can, you know, to help our people through this situation. Also, too, we want to give shout-outs here to the following. First of all, that there was a Ship Ahoy by the OJs that they made in 1973 off of the album by the same name. So we definitely appreciate that coming on there. Also, too, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Mad Dr. D, our co-producer and host, you know, he's joining us. I'm going to bring him in. Good evening, Mad Dr. D. You there?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Mad
there?
Dr. D. Yeah, you're
How
on
you
the air
doing
right
there, now. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I'm up here. Go ahead, Mad Dr. D.
I have a caller coming in here, so we'll go ahead with the show and give me about 5 minutes. I'll be listening. And I'm trying to connect with another caller.
Okay.
I'm mobile right here in the city of Oxnard. I am the man not to be.
Okay.
You guys enjoy the show today, and I will be connecting with us very shortly.
Okay. All right. Very good, Mad Dr. D. Yeah, I'm Shabaka Sankara, and I'm coming to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from Vancouver, Washington. And our co-host, the one and only Mad Dr. D, is coming to us from Oxnard, California, there in Southern Cal. He'll be back with us shortly. But also, too, ladies and gentlemen, is that I want to give the greetings to the RPGs, New Era Chicago, also to New Era Detroit, and also to the RPGs up here in the Pacific Northwest. Well, we're starting off our show wishing all of our loved ones and loved ones, you know, the best and the trial and tribulations of what's happening there in Houston, Texas tonight along the Gulf Coast. If you notice, tonight's introductory song was Ship Ahoy by the OJs. And, of course, we know what it was talking about the passage. And it's very, very interesting that I want to note is that from what I've seen about these hurricanes, they're always going over pretty much the very, very path of the slave ships, of the transatlantic slave trade. And I've stated up there on my wall today, Shabaka Sankara, the spirits of the ancestors speak due to the brutalization and the horror of the African Holocaust. So what it is, ladies and gentlemen, due to us being with this, having the situation and this affliction with this post-traumatic slave syndrome that is still currently going on with us. That thing has came, you know, to my mind is, well, how can we become self-sufficient to minimize damage to ourselves with these natural disasters that's going on down there in Houston? A lot of our people, once again, you know, are being left out there, you know, to suffer and peril. And I have seen across the net where there have been those, you know, who've been reaching out, extending a hand. So by all means, if we could do whatever we can help our people down there, by all means, let's do it. Also, too, we appreciate the one and only Mad Dr. D as our producer and co-host, this evening. So please, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call here at area code 646-564-9630. press one to speak live on the air, and we're asking for your comments, questions, and concerns regarding what's happening down there in the South. In addition to, we're also looking at the Trump administration of with this instability and with its wackiness that is going on as well, too. In addition to, we also have to look at how damaging this would be to our people as well, too. Now, also, too, ladies and gentlemen, I want to mention that Shabaka Sankara was suspended from Facebook 30 days. And what it was is that New Era Detroit had reported a story out of Detroit, Michigan, of where it was a certain congregation, you know, where the pastor was asking the people for the people to tithe $1,000 for him to buy a jet, a new mansion, you know, something, how should I say, out of the ordinary. And so they exposed this story. It did make the local news in Detroit, Michigan, from what I understand. And I had made some statements, you know, supporting, you know, the work that New Era Detroit did, you know, to bring exposure to this. And it's very, very interesting of how on Sundays of all these billions of dollars that goes off into these black churches and none of that comes back into the community. And then not to mention the one and only Joel Osteen or one of these mega churches that I saw up there and would like to know how come he didn't open up his church. You know, when the disaster was going on down there in Houston. And it's very, very interesting about when our people go support these churches that they don't receive nothing in return. So it's kind of like, you know, they're being conned out of their money. So therefore, we invite our callers to please give us a call at 646-564-9630 with your comments, questions, and concerns on that. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we will be having Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced coming on every Sunday. So definitely like our like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced by the same name. And this year we'll tell you all of the upcoming episodes that we'll be having and the topics of the day that we'll be discussing. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to invite some of our callers and listeners to comment about our current situations there down there in Houston. And if there's anything that you're doing, you know, to help the people down there, by all means, you know, call the show and announce it, you know, for what you're doing all positive. And also, too, I want to appreciate that I'm seeing a lot on social media, the brothers stepping up, you know, protecting their kids, their women, their children, and what have you. And we will be speaking in the future on that, once again, of how they degrade us as men. But also, too, if somebody can give us a call in, you know, for a common question or concern in regard to the minister, Joel Osteen, down in Texas, and we would like to know why did he did not open up his churches, you know, to help the victims of the Hurricane Harvey. And then from what I understand, too, is that they have another one offshore called Irma that is supposed to be hitting the Caribbean as well. But it's just kind of ironic, from what I understand, ladies and gentlemen, of how hurricanes form off the coast of West Africa and then they travel across the Atlantic up into the Caribbean and down through the southern United States. So if you have any comments on that or any ideas or philosophical points of view, please call us in with that as well, too. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, reading on some information from down in Houston, Texas, is that the city administrators are saying that they got scavengers in Houston neighborhoods, you know, stealing people's possessions that they're leaving out to dry. They've also reported it is that the flooding may last up to 2 weeks, so most definitely, if possible, if anybody could do something, you know, for them down there, me included as well, too. Please check out, see what we could do for our people down there in Houston. It's because if you know we're down there, then quite naturally, of course, quite a bit of ours are going to suffer as well, too. And then from what I understand, that there was one gentleman that was flooded out, and that he was in a two-story home, and then you know, he went downstairs and then to find out that he had a guest known as a crocodile. Well, anyway, Mad Dr. D, we see you back online. Yeah, what's going on with you down there in Oxnard, California? And what are your comments, well, questions, and concerns on tonight's subject?
Well, actually, the comment is, listening what you were talking about, how this hurricane affects the population in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you go on about all the children. Do you think this actually hurricane was worse as the last one they had, the Sandy? Do you think that the population has been affected even more? More so than they had the one that we had 2011?
Oh, yeah, I'm quite sure of it with Katrina and this one, Harvey, and then, of course, you know, that's the one you mentioned, that Hurricane Sandy. And from what I understand about the hurricanes, you know, you could see them coming and that they form over the ocean. And then it's quite disastrous. And like I said, I've never been into that part of the United States. I've never experienced the hurricanes. But however, I'm quite familiar with earthquakes down here in Southern California. But another thing about this, though, is all the water damage that is going on. And quite naturally, of course, you know, we're concerned about the diseases that are going to be going on. Then the sanitation situations as well, too. Then not to mention the humid effects of it. And then from what I understand is that New Orleans and parts of the Gulf area around the Florida area of the Gulf of Mexico, all of those areas are below sea level. So that's probably why they're having so much water, you know, that's coming up in there with that. Yes,
sir. This is actually a common occurrence. You know, I mean, it's like they already know because you are below sea level. But I was wondering, the actual devastation that was done, is it, and now they're tallying how much billion dollars it costs. But if you already know if the real estate is below sea level and is a current for hurricanes, they hit the Gulf, you would think that that the real estate would be a little lower. And why is it the devastation is more monetarily on the same thing that it got tore up again? So
exactly.
You know, if you know that you're in a sinking ship, why would you keep buying the same ship?
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And why don't they move? I mean, so. You know, every time this time of year that this is going to happen, sometimes more, some or less, but it's going to happen. Because that's like California, like you said, California has earthquakes.
Right.
The Gulf has hurricanes. So why is it the monetary value keeps rising if you know that real estate is actually should be less valuable?
Okay, well, actually, as you know, Mad Dr. D, when it comes to the marketplace or prices, you see, those prices are generally determined by market conditions. And a market is just basically a location of where you have a buyer and a seller, regardless of what the service is, regardless of what the commodity is, regardless of what the real property is, or luxury property, or what have you. So, you know, you got these marketing and analysis and economic guys staying up nights. But like you said, but however, you have to understand that part of the country produced a great wealth of it and continued and contributed, I'm sorry, greatly to the gross national product during the transatlantic and Caribbean slave trade or the Maha. Yes, sir.
That's all good because you have like.
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying they had all these oil refineries, you know, in the Gulf. They already know that. This is not breaking news.
you know,
I mean, you're building because you know where you tapped into where the wealth is. You already know that.
Right.
So why should it be automatically? So you would think automatically say, well, we know certain time of year we're going to have this type of problem. So why does it cost more for something you already know in the world? Because automatically, when this storm approached the Gulf, automatically the gas, the price of the gas went up. You know, that's what
it's
in
bull. Absolutely. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Totally. That's what they call gouging. Yeah, that's what they call gouging. That is just downright greed. And actually, it seems to me, you know, if there's any such thing as compassion or concern for people, which this capitalistic society does not have for, then quite naturally, of course, they will put a freeze on the prices for the gas or anything dealing with necessities to sustain life. And then also, too, I want to give a very special shout-out to the brothers down there, and I see taking care of their children in that disaster. And then, as you had pointed out, too, man, Dr. D, you got a lot of price gougers down there, you know, that just taking full advantage, you know, of greed, just like they did with the transatlantic slave trade. Who knows? Maybe it's the spirit of the ancestors that speak through the hurricanes to return the wrath. You know what I mean? I mean, let's look at it. You know, slavery was brutal, man. It was horrible. And then as
you had requested,
yes, sir.
There's still, and I'm glad you said that, because slavery is still live and running right now, and people just looking right at it and just don't see it. You know?
Oh, yeah, well,
right now,
over there in the Middle East, yeah.
Well, actually, right here in the Gulf, you know, you're a slave to a build somewhere where you know that when something that's coming, you're the last people they're going to help you. You know, now they come in, and then all this FEMA and all these other companies are coming out here, or entities are hitting the government. They're going to make it a national disaster because they get paid for it. And now you bring some water, but you knew that the stuff was coming. The thing, it ain't like you didn't know.
Yeah.
You know it's coming here.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it's going to rain. So the we can wait till you get wet to get an umbrella. And now you got all these people out here, you know, the homeless and this and that again. You know, they're out there. But nevertheless, you don't have the now they say, well, the government's going to do this and do that. But why don't you have the money preset because you know your house is going to get flooded anyway? You know?
Right. And then not to mention when you had the great disaster with Katrina that happened down there in New Orleans in the Big Easy a few years back, where they had all those trailers out there for the people and they left them empty. And then you had a lot of people, you know, who had drowned. And then, of course, the elderly who were left off in the senior citizen homes and what happened.
And they're doing the same thing.
They're doing the same thing. This is just another.
I mean, how dumb are you two are? I don't know if you ever been to Southern California, but I'm sure you have. But have you ever seen these over a neighborhood, and they have these houses sticking out of these hillsides, you know, and they got two little sticks just holding them up there, and then you wonder why we have a landslide your whole house, you know what I mean? And then you cry, my house is outside of the thin ocean. Well, what in the heck are you?
Right.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, of course. You see, but once again, that is where you deal with capitalistic greed when it comes to marketing conditions, because they're looking at the opportunity if somebody wants some beachfront property or this high, nice view and what have you. And like, you're right, for all practical purposes, it doesn't make any damn sense. And, you know, and with the earthquakes in Southern California, why would you have a house on the side of a mountain on stilts?
You're right. Or you put on a fault line.
Exactly.
It's like Oklahoma. You know it's Tornado Alley. You know it's going to be a hard tornado. But why do you keep building and stuff flying when it happens? And then we're going to rebuild. And then next week, the whole thing happens again. You know, and then so FEMA steps in. The government steps in.
Mm-hmm.
We'll make sure a national negotiation. So what they do is they allow so much money for this, natural disaster, but you had to be declared a national disaster area. And then the government released some funds to help the people, you know.
Right.
But who else is getting paid on this whole thing? All of them.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, see, that's a very good question, because that was another thing that happened with Katrina as well, too. A lot of that revenue didn't go to the people, you know, who were in fact the true victims that had needed it. Then a lot of people who were on top of their homes that the Coast Guard came and picked up, they just picked them up and just took them to high ground where there's no water and just left them there, you know, with no provisions, no idea, you know, of how they're going to survive. And it was real bad. And then another thing we had to look at are all the diseases, you know, that are incubating in that environment as well, too. It's hot, it's muggy, it's wet. Then not to mention of all the wildlife, you know, that is going up into the populated areas and what have you. And from what I understand, down in the South, oh, they got some critters for your ass. You know, gators, water moccasins, you know what I mean?
Yeah, shit out there, things out there that kill people. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
things out there that they use people as food.
So I don't know what the government is doing with this. Is this another way for them to
turn on that there for a second? You know, man, got to be, you know, with the Trump machine, what his shenanigans and what it's doing and his competence. You see, so this is more of a term that inspired tonight's show. What's going on with this guy? Is kind of like what I'm seeing up here in the Pacific Northwest, that a lot of people who have voted for him and have regretted voting for him. I mean, it's funny. It really is. You know? It really is funny. I don't even say it, because it's going to say, oh, that's wrong right there.
I'm getting signals coming. Your signals come in and out. Where are you at?
Okay.
Okay, you're in Washington?
Okay, yeah, I'm still up here in Washington. I'm coming to you from Vancouver, Washington, which is just a few miles from Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
And it's warm up here today. From what I understand, you know, is they got some fires happening here in California and in Washington State as well, too, and then also, too, down here in Oregon.
No, I was saying they have a lot of fires up here on the side of Pasadena, the 210, and out in Beaumont, Riverside, you know.
Yeah, in L.A. County. Yeah, they were saying that they were having some fires down there, and I think the mayor of Los Angeles has declared it.
Portions of the city of L.A. as disaster areas or state of emergency, you know, due to the fire situation that's happening up there near Burbank, California.
Look, the fires up here, well, actually, it's fire season. Hello?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
And they're really not too bad, but, you know, what you going to do? But I hear one source is saying that the fires are actually set by intentionally, and I know, too, was a lightning strike, but... if you sit up in the mountains in a high brush area, and then you put a cabin up in here, because you guys want to be up there, because you want to separate us from the population. In other words, you rich knucklehead people move up in there to get away from us, and then you put yourself right there in the middle of the forest, and then your house is getting fire. You know, you're surrounded with woods and trees and this and that. And then also, I'm going to feel sorry for you. You know, you know, you do stupid things just to get away from us. You know, but you can't never get away. You know what I mean? Because the fact is, we are everywhere. You know, and when the blacks seems to be the first ones going to help you, Mr. Gasmar, boss of people, Mr. Gilmore's. To help them save their bridge, their houses, their $1 million houses. But yeah, your house is down there in Texas drowning, and nobody over there helping your own people.
Exactly.
You know, and they do it all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, you save your buck and save your own family.
Yeah, exactly. And then just like how you said, man, Dr. D, everybody's sitting up there worrying about, you know, boss and shit, you know, as opposed to focusing on the cure instead of finding the problem that's pressing off. You know what I mean? And currently where I'm at, you know, the sun is set, man, but it's every bit of about 92 degrees here.
So up there, what is the climate up there as far as politically ways?
Okay, well, here, you know, from what I understand in my travels right here, doing my work up here, that I came across is that the eastern part of Washington State is very uncertain. Like I said, they're very, very adamant about their Second Amendment gun rights out there, and I've made some posts up on my wall about that. But Western Washington, like when you get to the Seattle, Tacoma, Olympia area, is kind of liberal. So if you compare that to California, it'd be kind of like the Seattle area, and Western Washington is like the Bay Area, and that Eastern Washington is kind of like Orange County in Southern California, where you got all those ultra conservative individuals at. And then the sad part, too, that we have to mention, ladies and gentlemen, is that for 50 years we've been told by our ancestors to become self-sufficient. However, the Yasubas has sold us down the toilet again, and fortunately they're on their way out. Now, this needs to be a lesson to us where the more reason for us to build our own economical infrastructures of putting our own people to work, putting our own people for capital gains and what have you as well, too, is because when it comes down to it, we're going to be the last ones left on the totem pole. You know what I mean, Mad Dr. D?
Yeah, actually, I believe exactly what you're saying. But we'll necessarily have to be the last ones. If you sit there, if we stand there and actually realize exactly what you just said and act on it on a positive way, where you can realize that we will be the last on the totem pole if you keep letting us shitting on us. Because shit runs downhill.
Sir, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, sir. And then just like as we have pointed out on, you know, on previous podcasts, is that all these other groups of people come here and they become self-sufficient and they all set up businesses in our community, taking a wealth up out of us. Again, the same way that the slave traders did, you know, during the passage across the Caribbean and the same areas of where the hurricanes are hitting at. You see, slaves were big, big business. The slaves themselves were big business because it was a market, and then not to mention the markets of the items in which they produced, such as alcohol or rum or sugarcane, tobacco, cotton. Various other crops and agricultural goods as well, too, you see. And then not to mention, you know, the skills that a lot of them have brought in regard to handling livestock. We did a show on the Black Cowboys of the West, and a lot of the Black Cowboys were very, very skilled horsemen. You see what I mean?
So
they were used for that as well, too. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm saying the black cowboys were actually the black men at that day. They considered us livestock. Yeah. For a while.
Oh yes, sir. Absolutely, absolutely. And that's why on our past, on one of our past episodes entitled "That We Were Taught to Forget," is where they tell us to, well, you know, you people just need to get up over that. Well, first place, you made it a point for us not to forget as they castrated our men folk. You made it a point for us not to forget as they raped and violated our women. You made it a point for us not to forget as you threw us down in the hold of those slave ships and branded us like cattle. So I find that very, very ironic and actually a downright insult to my intelligence to sit up there and to forget about some atrocities like that in our collective memory. But however, you get these brain dead, ass scratching house Negroes and these Yasubas, and I'm so glad to see them you know, moving on up out the way. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, great political activist Dick Gregory had passed away in the last few days, so our condolences are to his family, and they lost Mr. Gregory, from what I understand, was 84 years old, and we thank him, you know, for the contributions, you know, to the histories that he has made. So we want to put a shout-out out there on that as well. Two. Also, too, I want to give a shout out there to Dr. Boyce Watkins. He's a PhD in finance, and he's given some very, very great lectures and some tutorials that he's doing on Twitter, in which to teach our young people to become entrepreneurs. It's because either you're going to be an entrepreneur or you're going to be working for one, which is his reason. And so in the future, we will be definitely talking about some shows on that. And Dr. Watkins, if you're out there, please give us a call, sir, at 646-564-9630 and press 1 to speak live on air. So therefore, Mad Dr. D, you know, turning it over to the Trump regime now. To me, this is the most ludicrous thing that I've ever seen in the last 40 years. What's your thoughts on that, Mad Dr. D, on all of
well,
it?
Well, you know,
the guy can't keep nobody in his cabinet. You know, we got a bunch of stupid shit that's coming up there with the blunders that these guys are making. Then also, too, your Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, you know, that guy there, he's a piece of work. What's your thoughts on that, Mad Dr. D?
I actually believe I'm just waiting for him to impeach him because this guy is a total, total idiot. You know, there's nothing.
Absolutely. Well, me personally, not only that, Mad Dr. D, but the man to me is incompetent because, I mean, let's look at the crap of what he is saying. And then there's a lot of people that I've seen on social media that really regret it have voting for this guy. In short, to quote you, Mad Dr. D, the American people elected a damn idiot as this president.
And then,
comments, please.
And when they actually realize, now they're realizing what mistake they made, because anytime that you turn on your own people, other the ones that put them there, anytime a racist person don't like you, you know. Because, but one thing I do, I like the fact that he did run for office. Is that the only thing? Now, spare me on this one. The reason I like the fact that Trump ran for president, because in my eyes, he exposed all the racist bastard. You know, so now you can see who the enemy was.
Absolutely.
But once he's going to run better, and then you can actually see their fiddle of their faces. You know who they are.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir. And so they've been exposed physically, mentally. You can see him there. He is. Look at him. And now, and people so recognize your enemy because he's right there.
The cold part about it is that when white America elected this bastard, they posted of how they exactly feel. You see what I mean? And I don't understand the ass scratches and the yasa bosses in the black community talking about, oh, this is so bad. Oh, this is so bad. Well, had you guys 50 years ago would have been implementing some morals in us to become self-sufficient, we might not be in this problem. It's because, you know, you got groups of people that got here within the last 20 years and have prospered greatly. Silicon Valley is living proof of it. You see what
and
I mean?
You had it.
Yeah.
Yes, and you had it in shape. And now those little Mr. Gilmore boys and them little your boss, you talking about Mr. Gilmore. Oh, man, they're little kiss-ass little brown nose or something, bitches, man. I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
They now I'm starting to realize that when he said, "Boss, your house is on fire," and then they turn around and abandoned them. They said, "Does he really, really, really care? He never cared for you from the beginning, dumbass." You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, see, that's just it. And Brother Minister Malcolm had gave a very, very interesting lecture on that boss leadership, because the house Negro, he ate the master's food, wore his hand-me-down clothes, cleaned out his slop job.
He raised the kids. Raised the kids for him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know, why he still, he's still raping our women, you know, and you sit up in there defending this bastard, sitting up in there, let me get a setup for your earth mouth. Yeah, I mean, what the hell, man, you should have gotten that horse and took off on it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you see, first place, man, Dr. D, from an economical point of view, man, integration was the worst thing we ever did to ourselves economically. Because, you see, we were forced to deal with our own black bankers, lawyers, doctors, what have you. But now we don't do that no more, and that's why you don't have no black business.
But one reason you got this here, in Atlanta, there's very two, I think about three or four black businesses in the city that I know about. And one of them, there's a black barbershop, black owned.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's $25.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the price is so high, but you can go down there and get that haircut for $15, $10. So all they're doing, all your backs are doing is shooting yourself in the foot.
Yeah, exactly.
The ones who want to patronize your business, we can't afford to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was saying, the black owned store, so I go up in there and you charge me the most.
What's
up with that?
You see. Oh, yeah. Now, what's up with that is, once again, is the mindset is that we got to teach our youth, mainly our youth, to build their own economical infrastructure, which is dealing with the jobs,
which is dealing with the distributions
of goods and services. Yes, sir.
But you can't do that if you sit up there and you can't. How can you have your people patronize you at an outrageous price that you can't pass?
Mm-hmm.
I got two pieces of chicken at Popeyes for $1.29. And I go to the black business. And I get two pipes of chicken, it's going to cost me $5. Now, who do you think I'm going to go?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And
well,
then you don't patronize me because I'm not paying $5 for a piece of chicken. If I can get three pieces.
Exactly.
And so, like I said, once again, you shoot yourself in the foot. Once you do get a position where they can actually benefit or supposed to make us where we're supposed to be, you turn around here and trying to overcharge, you're trying to make $1 million overnight for the people who can't afford to.
And
I really don't get it, because I'm not going to this barbershop because I'm not paying $25 when I know the average
amount. Well, see, once again, now that goes off in two, man, Dr. D, is the educational infrastructure that we've got to control on our own, because, you see, the youth are the future. You see what I mean? And then, we have to change the educational infrastructures because, you know, like we said over 50 years ago, only a fool sent his child to be his oppressor to be educated, okay? And the miseducation of the Negro that Dr. Carter G. Woodson had wrote over 90 years ago proves these points, okay? Because here's one for you. In 1890, they had the Mohawk Conference, and the former president, Rutherford B. Hayes, had addressed the Mohawk Conference, and he was supposed to be a friend of the Negro. He pretty much stated that the only thing the Negro needs to do is worry about and concern himself with is just the concept of work. You know, just like when you go to elementary school, the first thing they teach you is to get a hammer and a saw to go out here and work with someone else, as opposed to instilling in the child to do something for himself and his community. But they do this here with all the other groups of people. Just like case in point with the nail salons, and this is why I appreciate what New Era Chicago did on Chicago's Lower South Side, where they had shut down an establishment that was being very, very disrespectful to the people, and they used economical power, and they just quit patronizing the business. You see, that's the key right there. See, you can do the same thing on social media. Just like what social media did to me. You know, they're going to block me for 30 days because they didn't dig someone speaking against the popular version of what is truth and what it was. And I will say it again here on Sunday, is that all that revenue that these black churches take in with this tithe money, surely that they could have created major industry for us, not only here in the U.S., but internationally as well, too. But the mindset that they subscribe to would not allow them to do it. You see what I mean? And then let's ask ourselves this question. Okay, if the master did not want the slave to read, why did he give you a Bible?
How about that?
Ask that question. Yeah, and anybody's welcome to call in and comment on it. And please give us a call at 646-564-9630 and press 1 to speak live on the air, and I'll ask the same damn question. If they did not want us to read, why did he give you a Bible? And he's sitting up here teaching you to love your enemy, but he's up here dedicated to your destruction. I mean, look what happened in Charlottesville. You see what I mean? Look what happened in Charlottesville. And one thing I will appreciate about the generations after us, Mad Dr. D, they are definitely letting it be known that we are not our parents. We are not our parents and grandparents, and we will beat your ass straight out. And some of them are putting in work. You know what I'm saying? You know, universal law and principle, man, you can only kick a dog so many times.
You know, and some bite a little faster than others. And deeper.
Because if you give
somebody a Bible and then you're mad because you read it, you know, let me tell you, when I was in the military, the reason I got where I got, and I think while I was in the military, is they give you a book of military rules, okay? And if you're too stupid, they give you the book, but the average person too stupid to read it, you know? So what I did is I read the book. I read any law book, anything. The knowledge is there. And so what you have to learn how to do is read their rules. And then you'll actually come up better because the white man, he always has, it's called loopholes. So every rule that he has one rule to get himself out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, every situation he creates, and he writes, say, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that, you know, but I do this. And they make their way, but there's another way, they always get your way out of it. So there's a rule to get in and a rule to get out, you know. So you have to really, really be very, very tenacious that you have to watch what you're doing, listen what you are, read. And just learn the rule of the enemy. When you know your enemy, you know.
Right.
And as I went through the military, and the situations I went through, see, I said Dixon or Johnson or Harry or whatever. He said you had to do 10 push-ups. And then the rule says because you outranked me. You have to do that. But another part of the rule says, don't tell me do something you can't do yourself. So when they say do 10 push-ups, then I say, well, then you have to do it yourself. And then I have to do it. And then, see, that was a loophole. And then they ask the person is not going to do it because they want you to do something that they can't do to themselves just to use you, abuse you, whatever they want to do, you know, politically wise and all sort of bull. So, you know, so learn from what's right in your face, you know.
Yeah.
And whatever, and education is the key, you know. And
yes,
now
sir.
You just say you had this idiot for by president, and he is nothing more than an educated fool, you know. And for them to think that he can keep doing at this rate, and nothing's going to happen is foolish. It is just straight foolish, you know. And I say you have two tyrants, and who can potentially destroy half of the world. This idiot from North Korea, and you got this idiot from the United States. You know, and they both got, they're nothing but bullies. You know, and they need to be checked. They need to be checked on a serious tip. And we need to stop. And the people need to stop sitting around here, thumbing your thumbs, and waiting for something else to happen. You know, because the more you keep waiting, the more shit's going to happen, and you're going to get to the point where you can't get out of it. You know,
exactly.
You know,
this is what I mean by.
You knew.
That's all we got is each other.
You know there's a damn hurricane coming out here. You knew what happened the last one came through here, and everybody, and there was no help. So what in the heck was he waiting for? You know, and now if I hear news about this hurricane and how what it did, you already knew the leave town. You already knew that they're not going to come and help you. Now all you got a number of stories of everybody there. Heroes helping the poor black man. Oh yeah, I saw the family up there stuck on the roof, and I'll slay him today. Yeah, you know, you can ask about the first shit, man. But you want to stay with them? stop doing stupid shit, man. And somebody says, the Somalia for example. He says that he was starving. You know. And one comedian said, he said, you know Somalia is a desert. He said, instead of trying to ship some money out there to try to feed people, why don't you take the people and bring where the food is?
Exactly. That makes sense. Seriously, that makes a whole lot of sense. You know? It really does.
They're not up here growing. You know, ain't damn thing growing up here. You know, and thousands of people is just dying of starvation. And then you got the people trying to get way up here to give you a sack of rice. But it's easier to take the population and move them where the food is. You know, where the food will grow. You know what? Then what? Yeah, what's up with that one?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, it's not stupid. It's very stupid. I don't understand the mentality. Of whereas you just move away, just get go over here. You know, you can't get over here. But why would I sit there and look for somebody because they ain't going to come and save you? And the ones that do, they're only doing it for their own selfish conscience that moves. So,
And then save you some money.
Save, they were able to donate to this Harvey. Hurricane.
Yeah.
I'm not giving you a dime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not giving you a dime. You know what I mean? Because I knew that this was going to happen. Remember, they told you. You know? And I'm not going to sit there. It's foolish. It's foolish. You know?
Yeah, it is.
Given some people is really stuck in certain situations. But so you say, okay, well, we know these people, if this might happen again, at least have the resources for when it happens again. We know that it's going to take this much money and food to take care of this particular family. Come on, you ain't stupid. You know? So you know, don't wait till that the shit hit the fan, then all of a sudden it's an emergency. Then you sit right here like you're saving some damn body. You know what? And look at the money they spent just getting there. And look at the money you just spent. But the same money, you just prepare everything prior to that, and you just save you a lot more money. The millions of dollars, take that $1 billion and build a ball. Do something. I don't know, man. Sometimes people do some stupid shit.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. And then not to mention the fact that you got what they call cognitive dissonance, too, or if I'm saying it properly, cognitive dissonance, which is that they got a belief so strong is that they will go against all reasoning and logic to maintain that position. You see, and a classic symbol of this is the House Negro. You see what I mean? Now, I'm trying to remember this guy in Congress. Oh, yeah. His name is John Lewis. And he was a civil rights worker along the time of Martin Luther King over 50 years ago. And when Trump got elected, him, Bakari Sellers, who's a newscaster, and then another newscaster on CNN, you know, these Negroes are sitting up here crying. It's because, you know, Trump got elected. I mean, grown friggin' men sitting up here crying as opposed to coming up with some type of solutions to countermand, you know, the effect of this idiot. And let's be real. Me personally, I don't think this guy is competent to be president just because I'm looking at all and outlandish shit that he is saying. When he had ran for office. But the thing that really had messed me up is when this dude had got up there and said, you know, people, you got a lot of stupid-ass people in politics. And with this bastard being elected president, proved his point. I mean, really. It proved his point. You know what I mean? And then not to mention the fact is that since the time of Richard Nixon, you had all this voter apathy that's going on. It's because, like I said, from the time that I was 18 all the way up to 2000, I had voted in every election. But when they rigged that bullshit up in 2000, I never stepped foot into a polling place again. But, however, there have been other colleagues that have mentioned, you know, on our podcast, and that have inboxed me, well, if you don't vote for the presidential stuff, at least vote for the local offices and the local initiatives, which does have a point. It's because you can get quite a bit done at the local level through voting, such as city council referendums, such as city ordinances, such as recalls, you know, for certain elected officials and what have you at the local level. But at the federal level, in my opinion, it just leaves a whole lot to be desired. It really does. And then, like you said, you got this idiot over here in North Korea that's playing with nuclear bombs, and then you have another non-competent individual in the U.S., you know, who pretty much let it be known that he doesn't have no problems going out here wreaking havoc, and he is wreaking some havoc. So you got the dump, and then also, too, you got Jeff Sessions, who looks like Dumbo out of a Walt Disney movie with those ears, look like he's about to fly away at any time. And I'm really wondering if they need to set up some type of standards for these individuals to take some type of test, you know, to qualify for these jobs. You know what I mean?
As I don't
if
know.
You get
you
any
know
job, yeah, no, but what I'm saying is if you go for any job, working for the city, working for the state, working for the U.S. federal government, you know, you got to take a test. And I'm just wondering if they ought to have the same thing dealing with these elected officials. Now, on some of these...
I think it is a test.
Yeah, no, but just think of it. Yeah, but if it isn't, it should be. You know.
Yeah, I think it is. I think the test is like a test no better than taking a damn one of those... driving test, you know.
Like you get your driver's license, yeah.
Yeah, just a simple, yes or no, yes or no type answer.
Right.
Because the death sure can't be no intelligence test where you have to actually
right.
test your brain.
Right.
You
know,
it's probably a true or false type.
And then, as I mentioned the fact that I don't think nobody, man, who has a net worth over $5 million should be having a damn job anyway. Because, you know, when old boy ran, you know, he was already a billionaire, see, so he financed his own campaign. Now, he says he financed his own campaign. As far as I'm concerned, he went and bought it. You see what I'm saying? As far as I'm concerned, but that there, yeah, and that there is just my opinion. But however, to our listeners out there, you are definitely welcome to give us a call at 646-564-9630 and press 1 to speak live on the air on Shabaka's Black Experienced Enhanced. I'm your host and executive producer, Shabaka Sankara, along with our producer and co-host the Mad Dr. D, and I'm podcasting you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, from Vancouver, Washington, and Mad Dr. D is podcasting from Oxnard, California, in Southern Cal. But however, though, as these natural disasters are coming along, also too with all these GMOs in the food, also too, ladies and gentlemen, with no lack of jobs, and then the moral standards are completely shot within our community, not to mention that the home structure unit is shot. No wonder our kids are coming up, you know, so effed up. You see, and then not to mention, yes, sir.
How long was the show? How long was the show running today?
No, we got about another 30 minutes left, Mad Dr. D. Man, we would like to get, you know, some input here from the community and from our listeners. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced is going to be coming to you on a regular basis every Sunday night. And also, to stay tuned to our like page of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, in which we have all our updates and all our bulletins for our upcoming shows. Feel free to message us there as well, too, for any topics that you would like to have discussed or any concerns that you might have or any issues that you think, you know, that we should discuss on the show. It's because it is about the Black Experience Enhanced from the beginning of time all the way up to yesterday is where we're concerned with. And definitely, you know, bring your knowledge with you and what have you. So, man, Dr. D, we got, like I said, about 28 more minutes left in tonight's podcast. You got any thing on your mind that you would like to comment on?
Well, actually, let's say that right there. And I just hope this idiot I hope his reign of terror ends sooner than actually, I think it's going to end abruptly because, let's say, I'm watching what's going on with this North Korea, South Korea business. You know, I'm looking at right now, watching this, how this right now is. And right now, it's storming at Santa Barbara, and it's 100 degrees over here, 106 degrees. The weather is so it doesn't even have a pattern anymore. You know, because of all this global warming, you know, and then you still have these civil wars going on with the virus, with North Carolina, Virginia, and everywhere Trump shows up, there's
right,
a civil war.
Oh yeah, well, and also too, man, Dr. D.
Yes, what is that?
Okay, yeah, and also, too, I want to say in regard to the NFL, I will not be watching the NFL this season. I recommend that nobody in the Black community watches this as well, too, is because of the situation that's going on with Mr. Colin Kaepernick, and we're going to talk about that as well, too. Now, Hall of Famer, Jim Brown has came out, you know, opposed to Mr. Kaepernick's position on this. Then you also had a couple of other athletes. Yeah. Jim Brown had came out against Colin Kaepernick telling him, well, you know, the owners are white and, you know, you got to appease the owners. And coming from Big Jim, I found that kind of strange is because Big Jim had supposedly supported the heavyweight champion in 1967 when he refused induction into the armed forces, you know, for his conscientious objection status. So I just find it very, very ironic, you know, that Big Jim would sit up here and say this. Now, however, one of the Sharp brothers. I don't know if it's Shannon Sharp or Sterling Sharp, but both of them that brought us some very, very good points on one of the NFL shows. They're saying, oh, no, that Mr. Kaepernick is right, and he's exercising his First Amendment right of not to stand for the flag. Also, too, as you know, that he used to play for the 49ers up in the Bay Area, and he was doing something there for the local youth up there as well, too, you see. So I appreciate what Mr. Kaepernick is doing, you know, because once again, he didn't have to do it, you know, but as a matter of moral consciousness, you see, you know, he did, you see, and need more of him to step up like him, you know what I mean? Yeah, so that's what I have to say about him. So I will not be watching the NFL this season. And also, too, same thing I want to say about the National Basketball Association as well, too, is because there was a brother a few years back that played for the Denver Nuggets, and he had refused to stand for the national anthem as well, too, and he was blackballed out the NBA. You see, so I tell you right there, you see, just like we have stated on previous podcast, you know, like down in Hollywood, California, where they'll have our people playing all these jigaboo roles, these dumb bunnies, you know, men folk going around in dresses and all that simple-minded prepackaged bullshit. So you to boycott that as well, too. And then a very, very funny part about it is that I'm seeing a couple of these celebrities like Kevin Hart, the comedian, and Tyler Perry, as that they're so quick to go bum rush, you know, money down there to give to the Red Cross as opposed to going down there into the South, you know, helping themselves directly, but they're going to give it to the Red Cross. You see, so this is another thing that we'll be addressing on Shabaka's Black Experience in the future as well, too. Well, anyway, man, Dr. D's, you know, I'm about to close it out right here. You got any closing comments?
No, everything you said was well said. And as far as Tyler Perry, the hell with him. I don't like him any damn way.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, so give me a call. And we'll probably see you guys on the next show.
Yes, sir.
And the show should be on
next Sunday.
On a consistent basis. And then we'll see what happens next week. And everybody keep up to what's going on with your community, with your news, with everything. You know, just keep up. The schools, your kids,
yes,
all that.
Sir.
You
know, don't yes, just sir. Let things, absolutely.
Don't take things for granted, for sure.
Exactly.
You know,
know
where you're at. Know where you're at. Know where you're going. Know where you came from. You know, and then you
yes,
might
sir.
Know something. And this is the man,
exactly.
Dr. Z. This is the man, Dr. Z, getting ready to sign out to Rebecca's Black Experience. And I am the man, Dr. Z. So I'll be talking to you guys next, if not sooner.
All right, man, Dr. D. All right, take care. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that there, you know, concludes our show for tonight, you know, natural disasters and the Trump regime. And I'm your host, Shabaka Sankara, and your executive producer, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Please drop us a line on our like page of the same name with your comments, questions, and concerns, and feel free to inbox me on any subject matter that you feel that is relevant to the Black experience, and let's discuss it. So signing off, ladies and gentlemen, from Vancouver, Washington, good night.